going, guys? I'm Joe Guys Talk Network. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the weekend and you're wrapped up in something a little bit warm, because where we are, a couple days ago, we had 58 degrees, record highs, and now it's supposed to be like 15 today. So welcome to Michigan. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. We've been talking a little bit about some unique stuff on the smoker and the grill, Bob. What's next,
man? And that brings up a good point for all you folks on the East Coast listening on WOND. Check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. Let us know what your winter's like, because I haven't been to Atlantic City in probably a year now, and kind of lost touch with the weather pattern out there. But they tend to get hit about this time of year, Jop. A really, really nice blizzard. Now, they did have that winter typhoon or something a week ago, so that probably socked them pretty good. But
well, and I think some a little bit north of there, on the upstate New York side, there were some little towns that had 5-6 feet of snow in like a week and a half.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that stuff would just blister them up.
Well, yeah, I think Erie, Pennsylvania, and there's a place in New York I noticed that got, you know, where Jason's from, that town.
Right.
It's crazy weather pattern every winter.
Yeah.
And that's nothing new. Pardon my raspy voice. I'm just getting over a little bit of a cold. But grilled oysters, this is something that is underappreciated. And now for you folks out on the East Coast, you're saying, oh, we do it all the time. What, are you kidding me there?
Yeah.
No, but we don't get the fresh oysters as easily and as cheaply here. So it's kind of dear to you if you buy some oysters. But I did a little research, and there are stores all over the Midwest that sell fresh oysters. So you really can get them. And I imagine you'd have to put in an order if you wanted them to make sure they were there, because most of these fish stores, they buy limited quantities of everything and then just sell out.
Right.
So if you know you need 4 dozen, you know, get your 4 dozen and specify the type of oyster you want. but this is pretty cool. You can have some fun with oysters and try it. It's an easy garlic butter sauce. And what you do is you place the oysters on the grill flat side up. So you've shucked them. You've cracked them open. And you grill them for about 5 minutes, okay?
In the shell.
Open, yes. Right. And you can just pop the one side right off and or leave it on. Actually, what a lot of people will tell you is if you just put it on the grill and grill it, it'll open itself.
Right.
So there's various opinions on that. But make sure the meat inside is hot, and that's a sure sign that it's time to dig in. So you take a couple sticks of butter, you cut them into pieces. You get some Creole rub and some lemon and parsley, roasted garlic, and about 2 dozen large oysters shucked, and a cup and a half of Romano cheese and some lemon wedges. And you combine the Creole rub and the lemon juice and parsley and mashed garlic in a saucepan, and you heat that up, okay, until it's no longer foaming. And it started to brown slightly. It takes about 5 minutes. And then you put those oysters on a grill, medium heat, 350 to 400. You can brush a little oil on the grate if you think they're going to stick, but they probably won't. You place the oysters directly on the grate, and this is why you need the oil on the grate, because they will want to stick a little bit. So you grill the oyster until the shells char. And then you put the cheese on top, and the cheese melts, and then you place them on a platter and you pour this Creole sauce on there.
Drizzled on.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to overpower the flavor of the oyster, but because you got some cheese in there and you want a little, it's just a little bite, a little zing.
Right.
Right on that oyster. But
it's going to be a little bit like an oyster's Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Which, right? I used to love.
Yeah.
There's a place in Louisville called the New Orleans House, and they had the best oysters Rockefeller you ever wanted to eat. And every year I go down there for a show, a housing show, and we'd make sure and spend one night at the New Orleans House because of those oysters Rockefeller. And if you don't like oysters, you'll like oysters Rockefeller.
You know, they claim that the oysters are an aphrodisiac, so just be careful.
Yeah.
Don't eat too many.
especially if you're rooming with guys.
Right. Yeah. If you got to go back and you're on a business trip, and you, yeah, one of those. Right.
So on that same line, you can take an avocado and have it, get the shell out, and a spoon works nice to get the shell out. But you just basically take a knife and cut it lengthwise, end to end, very much like you did that bell pepper, and then take a spoon and pop that seed out, and place those on the grill. And
still in the shell, right?
Set it right on the grill, and then crack an egg and throw it in each one, and then put a little bacon on it, and then top it with some finely shredded cheese, and that makes a fantastic breakfast. I don't know, bowl, right. But some people are doing it by putting bacon strips, crossing it on there.
Uh-huh.
So you can do it any way you like.
And you'll know it's done. Generally, that bacon has been cooked already. You're just putting it back on there to warm it
yes,
up.
Yes, that's
the,
right.
The, when you'll know it's done is the egg is cooked.
Right.
Right. And you can eat it almost like a poached egg, or it won't really fry in there, but right. It'll get enough heat that it cooks.
So in this weather, I would put the egg on there and shut the lid. And then lift the lid up and see what doneness the egg is on. Then put your cheese and bacon on, shut the lid, and shut your grill right off and give it a 10-minute coast.
Right.
And it's going to be fantastic. And if you like avocados, I love avocados, especially in combination with eggs and cheese. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're little pieces of gold, though, man.
They're healthy.
They're healthy, but it's difficult to – when you go buy avocados, they seem to be firm. And when you bring them home, in a day or two, they'll go from firm to way too soft. And it's one of those things you can't just leave on the counter for a week and hope they're going to be good.
Right.
Because they ripen very quickly after, it seems like, when I get them home. And they seem to be very
You
got to
really watch them.
Yeah. They seem to be tender, too, because if you've knocked them around or you bumped them around, when you open one up, there's a black spot in there, and it's like I don't think it hurts you, but it's kind of like a black spot on a banana. Nobody wants to eat it.
Right.
Right.
Now, I never, when I grew up, we never knew what avocados were.
Right.
Because I grew up in Michigan.
Right.
So it wasn't a thing.
Clear over now, there on the West End.
Yeah.
Gogebic.
Then the Air Force stationed me in Hawaii, and I was dating this girl from New Jersey, oddly enough, and she was a health freak and a runner. We used to run together, and so she'd always make these healthy sandwiches for me. She would make me avocado sandwiches. The first time I bit into one, I was so sad. I didn't want to tell her.
There was no meat.
It was weird. Yeah. It's like mushy. It looked like baby poop or something. And
after a big jar of peas.
Time, you know, I got to really like it, and it was really cool. And now I put avocados on lots of things. They're like jalapenos.
Right.
You know, there's not many things they don't go with.
Right.
But it was because of living in a place where you could get them.
So avocado also goes with some Mexican food.
You think?
And you're the griller of quesadillas.
Right.
I've seen you do that.
Yep.
Now, there's some art to this. It's not just throw it all on there because it'll start to ooze and seep and you lose all your guts all over the bottom of your grill. You don't get to eat them. So maybe give us a tip because I know you make
these. I used to do it wrong. It took me a while to figure it out.
Right, exactly.
I used to put a tortilla in a pan and put everything on there and then put one on top of it and try and flip it.
Right.
No. Right. You put the tortilla in the pan and you put your ingredients on half of it. The key is to put your cheese on the whole thing and then just put your meat on half and then you're flipping over it, folding it up. And so that melted cheese hits it and binds it together. Then you flip the whole thing to finish off the other side.
Right. So you're making half moon quesadillas, not round ones.
That's right.
Right?
You never see a round one.
Right.
Unless you got a George Foreman.
Yeah. It's got a little
which
pattern
would work.
On it.
Which would work.
Right. Like a little pattern on it like a waffle. Right.
And then it's not a quesadilla.
Right.
But, you know, we were talking about earlier those meatballs. There's a profile, if you like Mexican, and you know I do.
Right.
There's a profile, you can research it yourself, but whereas you put some certain peppers in there with your meatball, and then you use a hot sauce on it, and you can use little ones.
Amp it up, man.
And then you put them in a corn tortilla, and you can make little meatball tacos out of it, and that's kind of a thing for street taco guys, too. You got to make them small, but...
Spicy.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Coming up next, a little bit of man law, but we're also going to talk about, we've been talking about all the food you put on a smoker. What about picking one? I think that's probably one of the most common questions we get at the Grilling Guys is, how do I determine which smoker that I should buy? So we're going to cover that coming up next. Don't blow my cover on free tonight.
Pretty girl said all of the whiskey went to